Blog Talk Radio.
Frank, I don't want to talk in front of all those people.
But think about it as just you and I talking on the cell phone or on your home phone, however you do. Think of us just talking together on that line, on that phone. Okay? Just think of it that way, and things will work out. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, it's getting colder and colder outside, okay, here in the ATL. It's getting colder, colder, right? And all that means is that you guys have to bundle up. Get ready. Before you go outside and before you send your kids out for school, you guys have to bundle up, right? Now, it's 46 out there now. Right now, it's 46. It's going to drop another 21 degrees all the way down to 25 tonight. So it's going to be cold tonight, okay? So when you get up in the morning and leave out, it's going to be cold. All right? Now, tomorrow's high is going to be 50. It's going to be colder tomorrow in the high than it was today. And a low of 28 tomorrow night. So it's going to be cold on Friday. Okay? Now, Saturday, we're looking at 61 and sunny on Saturday. So Saturday is going to be a pretty nice day. And the low is going to be 25 Saturday night. Then we're looking at a high of 46 on Sunday. So it's going to be sunshine, but it's going to be cold. All right? So, guys, please, bundle up, take care of yourselves, and try to stay as warm as you can. All right, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. All of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Hey, guys, again, I don't know what's going on with the show. The same thing happened to me on yesterday. It just almost like I just fell off the air. And but I don't know what's going on. I'm back up on the show now. But if you guys can hear me, or if something's going on with the audio, I'm not sure. I hope everything is good. Just okay, guys. There's something going on with the show, having a few technical difficulties, but hopefully we'll stay up on the air now. I think we got it straightened out, but if you can't not hear me, text me, or if you can hear me, text me and let me know that you can hear me loud and clear and things are going okay. All right. Again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I'm just going to get right into the show. I'm not going to go through the word of the day or whatever because it seems like when I try to get there, I drop off the air. So I'm not going to do that anymore. Okay? Not today. All right? So let's get right into the show. And again, guys, if you want to comment on the show, just press 1. I see all you guys out there. Just press 1, and I'll put you up on the show, okay? Okay, I see Vic. Thank you for texting me and letting me know that you can hear me loud and clear. I appreciate that. Okay, so today's episode is entitled, "She's No Longer Desirable to You. How do you tell her that she has let herself go?" Now, again, I ask people all the time to give me topics to talk about or something to talk about. And someone gave me this topic, okay? Asked me to talk about this. And, you know, and it was a male. Okay. Now, I don't know. Okay, and I know they're listening. I don't know how to tell your spouse or your significant other or your longtime girlfriend or whatever that she's no longer desirable by you. And I mean, if someone out there know how to say it or how to tell her without really hurting her feelings or whatever, let me know. Call into the show and tell me. I don't know. Okay? I don't know any other way other than to maybe ask her to get in the gym, ask her to start eating differently, ask her to try to lose weight. If that's the problem, ask her to try to lose weight. Sometimes that's not just the problem as far as her being overweight. Sometimes that's not the problem. Sometimes it's, you know, she's changed her look, you know. Some guys like the, what you call it, when they put the things in their hair, the extensions or the weave. Some guys like that, and then some guys don't. So maybe she did that and didn't let you know, and she came home all of a sudden, she's got all this weave in her hair. I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there. Maybe she's not being who she used to be, you know, in the bedroom with you. I don't know. Okay? So, but the only thing I know is that if she's no longer desirable to you, let her know, okay? Don't drag her along. Let her know and try to work it out. Try to work it out. Don't just all of a sudden start to look elsewhere for companionship, okay? Talk to her. Let her know how you feel and get, you know, try to get an understanding or try to come together and figure out what you guys can do to better the situation. All right? I definitely don't suggest just up and walking out on her or just up and saying, you know, you're no longer desirable. I can't take it anymore. I'm leaving. I don't suggest that, especially if you've been in a relationship for a long time. Especially if you've been married for a long time. That's not the answer. Okay? But the answer is to sit down together and work something out. Figure out how to make things work. Okay? You may have to get professional help. I don't know. But figure out how you can make things better. But what do you need to do to make things better? You probably have an idea in your head of what she needs to do. And now think about this. We always hear that men, you know, don't, you know, feel that their woman is no longer desirable to them. I don't usually hear women saying that about their man or about men. Now, I know men, it happens the same thing to men. Men let themselves go sometimes. And then, you know, but you don't usually hear about women saying that, hey, I'm getting away from him. He done let himself go. And he's just no longer, I just don't want to be with him anymore. I don't desire him anymore. Okay? So, but for me, you know, when you think about something like that, it's like, you know, I believe that love can conquer anything. If you love a person enough, or if you love them so much, and they start to gain weight or start to look different or whatever. Love is the thing that holds everything together. Okay? If you love a person enough, the way they look, okay, is not going to be what breaks you up or what sets you apart. That's not going to be it. If you love a person enough, that wouldn't matter. Y'all with me? If you love a person enough, their appearance wouldn't matter. It's their personality, what's inside, what, you know, their thinking and the things they do and that appeal to you. Okay? That's when you really love someone, and that's the gist of it. Y'all with me? That's the gist of it. And so when you say she's no longer desirable to you, I'm thinking that maybe he's already started to see someone else. Or maybe he's already started to looking at someone else. Maybe he's already started engaging with another female. And think about it now, it's vice versa. Maybe she's already started looking at some other guy. Maybe she's already started conversing with another guy. Maybe she's already started meeting a guy somewhere and talking and having a good time and going to dinner and things like that. And then that's appealing to them. So when they come home and see you, well, you know, they come in and they see you. Look at her fat butt sitting up there. Look at his fat butt sitting up there watching TV and spilling popcorn all over the floor. And, you know, he hadn't done this, he hadn't done that. You look at all the bad things. And that will make a person undesirable to you. If you're out there doing something else with someone else, and they're treating you, like a queen or like a king, yeah, that'll make you start to look at that person at home and say, you know, she's no longer desirable to me. And you'll do something or you'll say something to her that will cause a problem or hurt her feelings. Because you want to be with someone else. Maybe that's this person's problem that asked me to talk about this. Maybe he's already out there talking to another female. And I know he's listening to the show, but I'm going to keep it 100%. Maybe he's already out there talking to another female. Maybe he's already out there dealing with another female. And when he comes home, the woman he's got at home isn't the one that he wants to be with. Okay, I may have hit the nail on the head. I don't know. But, you know, there's a such thing as falling out of love, I think. I've never experienced that. But I think it can happen. I think if you love someone enough, and then y'all break apart, time will aid in you falling out of love with that person. Time. It's just like someone who lose a family member or a parent or something. I know when my mom died, I thought the world was going to end. because I loved her so much that I thought the world was going to end. I thought it was the end of everything because she meant so much to me. But you have to keep going. It's your life, and you have to keep going. You didn't die with her. I didn't die with her. So I have to keep going. I have a family myself that I have to take care of. So, but over time, it's time has helped me to do better. Times when I think of her and get a little mushy, right? It was my mom. But time has helped me feel better about her passing. If anyone out there have lost a parent or mother and it hurt you, okay, and it hurt you deep, then time, only time, will help you. That's the only thing that'll help you. Time. Okay? So with this no longer being desirable, being apart from your mate or your spouse or whatever, being apart from them, doing things with other people, yeah, over time, yeah, you're gonna start to gravitate towards that other person and not the person at home. So, yeah, that'll happen. And they'll be less desirable to you. And that other person that you're spending time with will be more desirable to you. Y'all with me? I talked to a young guy today. I say young because he's only 21 years old. He said that his girlfriend that he's had for a couple of years, they haven't slept together in 8 months. But he's still with her. I mean, and I told him, I said, hey, I'm not going to call his name, but I told him, I said, if you guys hadn't slept together in 8 months, she's seeing someone else. She's seeing someone else. And if you're not, they're not married or anything. They just boyfriend and girlfriend. But she's seeing someone else. If y'all hadn't slept together in 8 months, she's seeing someone else, buddy. I guarantee you. So if you're not seeing someone else, something's wrong. Well, you better get out there and see someone else. Because if not, you're gonna get your heart broken pretty quick. Because you're gonna find out. Okay? And now, you know, somebody had to tell him, right? Maybe he didn't know. But yeah, she's out there doing something else. And he's getting to be less desirable to her. Right? 8 months? Come on, man. What's the deal? 8 months? Man, your head ought to be about to pop off. But anyway, so, you know, but no, she's no longer desirable to this guy because of that. Because I guarantee you, he's out there doing something else with another female. And again, it happens on both sides of the spectrum. It happens with men and women. Women do it too. That's no secret. Women do it too. So, you know, that's what I'm telling you, bud. You asked me to talk about it. You know, that's the deal. That's what I think. And if I'm right, yeah, she's no longer desirable to you. But if you know, and that also means that you weren't really in love with her. That's what that means. You weren't really in love with her. So, you know, the only way to mend this thing back together or for her to be more desirable to you and start to come back together is you have to break it off with that outside female. Or the women, they have to break it off with that outside male and start back coming home and start doing things more at home. Being with that person more at home, sitting down and talking about what's going on, what your problems are. Now, some people can't ever get that back, but you probably will if you sit down. And hey, guys, I got about 2 minutes left in the show. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I had a great audience tonight. Again, I hope that you guys will start to, and I'm going to do this every day as far as pushing to help you guys to call in and talk on the show. So let's do it. Take care of yourself, guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm over, and I'm out.